Today, 600 relatives of people who died in the September 11th attacks filed a civil lawsuit in federal court in Washington. It was the first of several likely lawsuits to be filed. The complaint lists dozens of defendants, including Saudi Arabian banks and three Saudi princes. Some victims' families have been reluctant to join the suit. Even before it was filed, they were raising questions about the law firm and its approach. NPR's Barbara Bradley went to a news conference held by the litigants.
One by one, nearly a dozen family members approached the microphone. Voices cracking, they spoke of their loss, but also their intent to get vengeance. Matthew Salido, whose 23-year-old son worked on the 105th floor of One World Trade Center, said the terrorists were evil, and so are their funders.
It does not matter whether the weapon of choice is a gun, a bomb, a box cutter, a pen used to write a check, or the computer mouse click to transfer funds. The banks, so-called charities, and the individuals named in this action have the blood of my son on their hands, and we will hold them accountable.
To do that, he and the other plaintiffs are suing the government of Sudan, 7 Saudi banks, 8 Islamic charitable organizations, individuals like Osama bin Laden, and 3 Saudi princes. Ronald Motley, the lead attorney, alleges the princes paid Osama bin Laden to leave the country and refrain from interfering with the Saudi government. That money, he says, funded bin Laden's terrorist activities. Motley said the plaintiffs will be going after Saudi assets here in the United States.
There's a lot of assets here. The United States is their favorite venue for investment, and we feel very confident we'll be able to collect these judgments when we receive them, and we feel very confident that we will receive these judgments because these folks are guilty. They're guilty as hell.
That may be so, but even before the suit was filed, other family members were saying that this law firm is the wrong one to handle the case. Stephen Push, whose wife was killed in the attacks, says he's concerned about this law firm's approach. For example, the Victims' Compensation Fund, authorized by Congress, has very strict rules as to who the families can sue. One rule, a plaintiff may not sue an organization or a person that is not a knowing conspirator with Al-Qaeda. If he does, then the plaintiff is disqualified from receiving government money. Push says the lawsuit announced today may cast too wide a net.
If that's the case, then some of the victims' families who are party to the suit, who want to collect from the Victims' Compensation Fund, might be excluded from the fund because they are involved in a suit against people who are not knowing conspirators.
In fact, Ken Feinberg, who is administering the fund, is looking at that precise issue. Moreover, legal experts like Jonathan Weiner say the suit presents huge problems for the U.S. government, and because of that, the government may refuse to help or even thwart their efforts.
If there are investigations going on of any of these institutions, the government's not going to want those investigations compromised. The United States government needs to work with the government of Saudi Arabia and has been working with the government of Sudan as well in anti-terrorist activity. They're not going to want to have those relationships impacted by this litigation, and this lawsuit has the potential of doing that.
He says the U.S. government won't want a lawsuit against the Saudi princes or other members of the Saudi government because that invites a tit-for-tat. Moreover, he says, even if the plaintiffs win in court, actually getting the money might be difficult. In the past, the U.S. government has blocked plaintiffs from dipping into the frozen assets of Iran for diplomatic reasons. And Weiner says the U.S. government may be reluctant to hand over frozen assets of some of the charities believed to be connected to terrorism.
For the entities that are already on Treasury sanction list, it would be routine and normal for Treasury to go into the court and say, Your Honor, we don't want this to proceed. We've already frozen the assets of these companies. We want to leave it to the President to decide what's going to happen to them. And judges ordinarily take Treasury's concerns pretty seriously.
The plaintiffs say they don't need the government's help, and they say they're just as interested in getting at the truth that a lawsuit uncovers as they are in the money. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.